complex. Not to run on whole shas here. It says that arba prakim holam nidon, four times in the year when the world is judged. It's a basic principle in the Torah that what happens to us is a function of our behavior, right? If we are good, then good things happen to us. If bad, then bad things happen to us. If you remember, that's the I explained that with the pshat in Makabel Ol Mitzvahs. If you remember back in Brachos, that you accept upon yourself that what Hashem does to you is a function of your behavior. You'll recall that the Rambam and many others learn that there is basically Gemara that says Schar B'Hai Olam Lecha. There's no reward and punishment in this world. That's not considered a reward and punishment, but simply a reaction to facilitate our doing more mitzvahs or less mitzvahs and helping us along. The main topic there is in Pechukos side, but actually we had it just in Re'i, we had it in Ekev, we had it. You see that Hashem will react to us based on our behavior. So that's the mission here, saying four times a year we'll be judged. What we'll get in terms of produce and so on will be a function of our behavior. And each thing we'll see, thing before Prakim, is happening in its appropriate time. You see what I mean? First of all, it says the Pesach on Pesach, which is the beginning of the grain, the first of the Shal Shagam. It's Chag HaKatzir, the first of the grains are harvested. That's barley, Markins first, remember? So that's the judgment of Al Tavua for the grain produce, for the grains. That'll be both the quantity and the quality of the grains over the next 12 months, both what's in the ground, will it survive, will it get light, and who knows? And also, as you plant over the next year, what will grow for you. It's the appropriate time for being judged on Tefuah, because Hashem arranged that on Pesach we bring the Korban Omer, right, which is a grain offering, especially a unique offering, unique. We wave just a piece of, essentially, an Omer of grain. Hashem says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hevi Lefanai Omer BePesach, bring me the Omer in Pesach time, Kadei Shetizbarach Lachem HaTefuah SheBesado, so I could use it as a source of bracha to bless the grain in the field. So we have the judgment of grain when we bring the grain offering on Pesach. Okay? Batzeres al Peres Elon. Etzeres is another name for what we call Shavuos. Okay? On Shavuos, we're judged on the fruit of the tree. You remember in Shavuos, we also bring as Chag HaBikurim. We bring Bikurim then, the first of the fruits. And therefore, we're judged on our fruits and how the fruits will be, the quality and quantity of fruits over the course of the year. Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah. You see, it's the Ikar Rosh Hashanah, although the Mishnah before said there are four Rosh Hashanahs. You see, Rosh Hashanah, as we call Rosh Hashanah, is called here Rosh Hashanah. Right? Kol Boy Olam, all the those who come through the world, over in the fun of, they pass before him, kivnei maron. This means like sheep. The armana are sheep, is sheep in Aramaic, so it's like little sheep. A reference to how they pass through the gate in like Tumah Maaser Behema, one at a time, pass through for counting. So everyone passed through one at a time and gets his unique din. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, hayotu yachad libam, the one who formed their hearts together, hamevin al kol maaseim, he understands all their actions. So, as we know, that's the third of the four. On Rosh Hashanah, everyone's judged. So although on these other holidays, it'll be decided how much grain or how much fruit there'll be and the quality of the grain and fruit, but how much you will get personally, your private din, will happen on Rosh Hashanah. Okay? As well as for other things besides grain and fruits, all things, health and all that kind of stuff. Chag, the holiday, is a reference to the Chag of Sukkos. Bidon alamayim, we're judged for our water. That's the just like how it's the appropriate time, just so that we bring an Omer grain offering on Pesach, and we bring Bikurim, the fruits, first fruits, on Shavuos. So we bring water libations, right? The Nusach HaMayim is done on Sukkos, and indeed this din actually happens on what we call Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day of Sukkos, after all the Nusach HaMayim has been finished, the offering of the waters. Then we'll be judged on water for the year,